President Obama has just wrapped up a whirlwind summit meeting in Mexico with his fellow North American leaders. The three men talked about ways to expand their country's trading partnership. Earlier today, President Obama signed an executive order designed to speed cross-border commerce. President Obama's broader trade agenda appears to be slowing down, though, in the face of stiff congressional opposition. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, this meeting with the leaders of Mexico and Canada comes 20 years after the passage of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Where do Obama and his counterparts go from here?
Well, Audie, for several years now, the U.S. has been pursuing a broad trade agreement with a dozen countries around the Pacific Rim. This started out as a way to try to tap into some of the fast-growing Asian economies, but Canada and Mexico are also part of the negotiations now. And so the White House sees this as an opportunity to update NAFTA and include some of the environmental and labor protections that were not included back in that 1990s deal. At the same time, though, as you say, Obama is having a tough time getting congressional authority, mostly from Democrats, but even from some Republicans, to actually finalize this deal. And he acknowledged today that there's been some criticism that past deals put the U.S. at a disadvantage. He says that's why a new and improved trade deal is necessary. But there's very little sign that congressional leaders, especially Democratic congressional leaders, are going to go along in the short term. For now, the president's highlighting the strong trade that already exists in North America. And that executive order you mentioned is designed to cut down on some of the paperwork requirements so small firms in particular can export more quickly and easily.
Meanwhile, Canada would like to be exporting more oil to the United States via the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, and that's been a bone of contention between the two countries. What did the president and Prime Minister Harper have to say about that?
Well, the Prime Minister is eager to see that pipeline approved. It would carry oil from the Canadian tar sands down to the U.S. Gulf Coast. And late last month, the State Department released a long-awaited environmental report that appears to at least leave the door open for that. But a final decision is still months away. In the past, President Obama has said that the contribution of the Keystone pipeline to greenhouse gases would be an important part of that decision. Tonight, he added that heightened concern about global warming needs to be a part of all of our decisions.
The science is irrefutable. We're already seeing severe weather patterns increase. That has consequences for our businesses, for our jobs, for our families, for safety and security.
And another possible monkey wrench, a state judge in Nebraska today struck down a law that allowed the governor in that state to okay a new route for the pipeline. So that could be grounds for another delay.
Now, Scott, another issue of obvious cross-border concern would be immigration. How is that dealt with today?
Well, President Obama repeated tonight that reform of immigration is still one of his highest priorities. Earlier today, he talked about the strong personal ties between the U.S. and Mexico. But as with trade, congressional movement on immigration appears to be frozen for the time being. Speaking of frozen, I should say there was some good-natured ribbing today between President Obama and Prime Minister Harper about the upcoming hockey matches between both the men and women hockey teams from the U.S. and Canada.